This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
And the pitch. And that one hit high and deep into right center. Martinez going back. Still going back. He looks. It's gone. Far into the Rangers bullpen. Home run, Rowdy Tellez. He gives Texas a 2-0 lead.
And just when you had the final shovel of dirt on the Texas Rangers season, they go and do something like that. Good morning, Metroplex. We are live with the Monday edition with the entire Morning family back together again. Sean Treif, you know Bobby Bell from last week. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back and the return of Ralph James Choppy from his golf trip in Michigan.
It's early. It's early.
Oh, it's early this morning?
Yeah, it's early.
What time are you sleeping in there every day?
It depends on the round. If we had an early round, obviously not. Some days woke up at like 5:30. Some days woke up at 10:30.
Is that a euphemism if you had an early round that morning?
It might be, but no.
Yeah, I could tell your sleep rhythm had changed when last night I said, we go with our 8 p.m. fantasy draft, and Choppy goes, oh, crap, I forgot about that. I will probably be passed out.
I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I was hoping to get to bed early because, you know, there was nothing. What was on last night? There was nothing on, right? So I was hoping that I'd get to bed early, but I stayed up for that thing. Thankfully, it was speedy.
Yeah.
43 minutes.
So I got Caleb Williams like three picks after my first quarterback because I ran out of time. Kicking myself.
I was wondering, but I didn't want to question you, Sean. I was like, you know what? He won last year.
Yeah.
I give him all the credit.
Yeah, I was not happy about that whatsoever. The clock. Was it 30 seconds a pick?
30
yeah.
seconds.
30 seconds.
Way to go.
Do we have 10 or 12 teams?
It's 12.
12 teams, about 45 minutes for the entire draft.
Way to go.
Nice and swift, but I might have taken that minute and started 7 p.m. Did we push this back because of Jared? Like, whoa, they played an afternoon game. No, why are we starting this at 8 for the award-winning, not award-winning morning show and our hours?
It was because Carter, Eric, and Zach do BetMGM, formerly BetQL, and that goes from, I think, 3 to 7. So they leave here at 7 o'clock, and I think Carter wanted to be able to make it home and all that, but no love for the morning
show. It sounds like tough for them, and they should just have to draft from the station here at 7 yeah. o'clock if I was them. But I'm disappointed I didn't know this was the draft night because I didn't get an opportunity to pay anybody to start the quarterback run to piss off Peyton.
Well, I started it and finished it with Caleb Williams.
You started it?
No, I don't know. I took Mahomes.
I wish they would do a, like, put your name up there instead of the team name because I never know who's picking who.
Yeah.
But I found out, like, Peyton stole about 9 of my guys.
I know. I was
every single time because I was the pick after. I was two after Peyton.
I was sandwiched between a-holes who also read Matthew Berry's fantasy preview. Half the teams in the league are either making fun of Rowdy Tellez and the other half for making fun of me and my high school mixed double state championship. So I can't keep track either. Sean's tiny hands, Cambridge Hall of Famers, all these
Brooke hits the ball harder.
Brooks hits the ball. And they wouldn't even accept RJ's team name.
No, I wanted, because the greater than symbol on the keyboard.
Very offensive.
It was a symbol that is not allowed, because I wanted to have, and this goes back to our text fight that we had when we have a station one, we're talking about guests, and I was going to put Seth Greenberg greater than Brian Broaddus. You know, still holding on to that.
Yeah.
Still holding on to that.
Our fight. And then the other?
The other one was Roundy Tellez.
Oh.
And they would not allow the word Tellez. Oh. Because I was allowed to put, my team name is now Rowdy's Roundies.
So Roundy was fine.
Roundy was fine. I thought they were saying, like, hey, look, that's fat shaming. But then it was Tellez was the problem.
Yeah. Well, Roundy and Jock and everyone else contributing to a sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. Choppy, Bobby already saying the Rangers season over a few weeks ago. I was just waiting to lose another series or maybe even get swept. And they cap it off yesterday with a 5-0 win. Merrill Kelly, absolutely fantastic. Rowdy putting up the Sandos and Jock Peterson as well. Merrill Kelly now with a career high, by the way, 5 pickoffs this year. That's ranked tied for third in Major League Baseball. Jock's first hit of the season against a left-handed pitcher was the home run to right field. Wyatt Langford extending his on-base streak to a career high 14 straight. And Merrill Kelly getting it done.
Did I hear that right for Bassett yesterday? Or that was first home run against the lefty since like 2017?
I don't know.
A long time.
I went through was it last week you were out? Or yeah. I was talking about him. No, you were here for him against lefties. The number is ridiculously low. And this was the first hit of the season against a lefty.
Crazy. Crazy. But look, that starting staff this weekend to go for 21 innings,
yes,
and one run, or 21 plus innings and one run. I mean, that's like you're not going to lose a game in the series if that happens, unless your bullpen completely falls apart. It didn't try to one day, but it just tremendous.
10 hits allowed, Bobby, 27 strikeouts, and only 2 walks in those 21 innings.
It was great to see. It was a little too little, too late, but it was great to see. I'm glad they finally swept the Guardians and handled things. It's frustrating to specifically, you know who I'm really frustrated with right now is Wyatt Langford, because Wyatt Langford has started hitting the ball really well. And that's the problem, is that it's an encouraging thing, but there's also the aspect of, like, you know, this is in him. It's a little frustrating that here it's finally coming together right at the end of both seasons. Last year was the same thing as it was here.
Second year player.
I know, but this is twice now that we've seen August is where he picks it up and that he then hits well the last 2 months of the season. It's just, would have been good to have it a little more consistency earlier in the season, because now it just feels like, all right, this is a late run. This is garbage time touchdowns.
6.5 back in the West. The Yankee fans trying to fire Aaron Boone for the 35th time this season. They finally get one against the Red Sox. So Boston leads the wild card by a game. New York is second. Then you got Seattle, Kansas City 3 back, and the Rangers 4.5 back. So you're 4.5 back in the wild card.
Yeah, and you leapfrogged over Cleveland, obviously, this weekend, so you have fewer teams ahead of you. You still got to leapfrog the Royals, and then you've got to get in front of another team. I mean, it's not over, but it's like you there's a lot of teams that you've got to go through. I mean, you need to have Seattle have a slump. You don't have any more games with them. You don't have any more games with Boston or New York. You got to go through those teams.
Well, and you also have to factor in Evan Carter and Marcus Semien now.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking like Marcus could be gone for the rest of the season.
It's 4-6. The way the time works out, I mean, it's the season's over in 5. So you're basically at the end of it. You're basically, and same with Evan Carter. You're basically at the end of it with both of them. And that's a problem, because now you're going to go deeper into a bench that, look, quite frankly, nobody's really hitting on this team anyway. Hasn't for the long, consistent part of the year. And you lose 2 starters.
On Friday, it took 3 pitches to win the ball game. Wyatt, Seager, Jock, ending it. From the Wyatt double to the Jock walk-off, the Rangers turned a 1-run deficit into a walk-off win in 1 minute and 44 seconds. Nate Eovaldi, at least for the night, becoming baseball's ERA leader with a 1.73, Skeens with a 2.16, Abbott, Scooble, Brown. So he'll lose the status. I think he lost the status on Saturday, but he officially gained it on Friday. And then
he'll get a bat. He'll get a bat next start. As a key, because what'd you say, Bobby? It was one inning?
Yeah, it's one inning per game played. So he needs to stay at the pace of like an inning per game that the Rangers have played.
And then on Saturday, Gavin Dawson's favorite pitcher, Jack Leiter, with 7 innings, 0 runs, 10 strikeouts, 2 hits, no walks, arguably the best start of his entire career. The offense exploded for 10 runs on 10 hits as they shut out Cleveland and John Rocker's favorite team on the losing end of that. Did you hear that?
No.
I was playing that for people in the Cowboys press box the other day.
Los Hombres had, you know, everyone is getting some celebrity to randomize their draft order.
Yeah.
They paid John Rocker a cameo. And he was John Rocker.
Yeah, he was as John Rocker as could be.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, really?
I'm going to have to see this.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah. I don't know if we can play it again. Freeman with his first career home run on Saturday. Josh Young, who we identified as being a bad sign, sitting out for stretches last week. Boach came on with a KNC masterpiece and said, look, he's got to get going. He has to start playing again. He was 2-for-3 with a home run. Wyatt was 2-for-3, and the story was Leiter. First full major league season, a 3.81 earned run average. So Jack was getting his flowers over the weekend as well.
Screw you, Jared. Goodbye.
And the important thing with Leiter is, like, you go just going into next year. If you could find a way to get him really kind of going at the end of this year and then feel confident that he could be, you know, obviously he's never going to be the one or two, not with DeGrom and Eovaldi, but if you could feel more confident that he could be a solid 3 or 4,
yeah,
you save some money. You don't have to go buy pitching in the offseason.
Which he already has been. Like if you're talking about a guy who's 8-7 and a 3.81 ERA, to me that is a solid 3 or 4.
Yeah.
Especially given what I thought last year Jack Leiter was, which is broken. He's broken between the ears, and this isn't a future here. He's got to be a reliever or something.
And you go back and look through his game log, like there's like every like 6 or 8 starts, he's got a no-walk day. Like where his command is really there, right? It's every 6 or 8 starts, he'll get like the, hey, he was really on, he really had his control, really had his command, was able to throw all of his pitches.
Then it's a walking inning.
And then it's a walking inning, right, after that.
It's 151 innings into his career. So, like, it's encouraging that it's turning around already. But, yeah, myself, others have probably been too quick to make up the mind on Jack Leiter and say that he is going to be XYZ or he is going to be this. When he's shown this year, he can be a good pitcher.
Now you get the Angels, so there is an opportunity right here. The Angels are 4th in the West, 8 games under 500, and they're on a 3-game losing streak, 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah, they've lost like this. They lost 7-10. Washington took a leave of absence, you know, about a month ago. They may be done, maybe it for him. But they've got very little to play for. They're hanging on to the thinnest of hopes, and their hopes are dashed anyway. So this is one of those where you've got to win the series.
Well, they're one of the better home teams in baseball, so that's the good thing is that they are at home because the road is where the struggles have been. Because I was curious, I looked last night. You know, that's the 4th worst road record in baseball right now, Texas. If it's not for the road, if they were anywhere close to just an average road team, they're a playoff team.
And yeah, Chopper, the White Sox are worse. The Rockies and the Pirates
and the Rangers continue to lead the division in run differential. They lead it by over 40 runs. Houston is plus 19. Seattle's plus 22. They're 3-7 in their last 10. And the Rangers on their 3-game winning streak are plus 63.
Detroit is the only team in the Central that's got a positive run differential. Toronto is basically scoring, has a half run differential of what Boston and New York have. And then here, like I said, I mentioned the Rangers are blowing everybody else away. I don't know if this is a quirk in the year with the stat. I do think run differential is a good barometer of where you are, but it just seems like this year things are thrown for a loop.
I think it speaks to you've had a shaky back end of the bullpen in a lot of ways too, and you've just had a really good pitching staff. So the days when the baseball, like when they hit, you're allowing 2 runs and scoring 10, and then the days that they lose are 2-1.
Thanks for waking up with us this Monday morning. It's always an awesome start to the week with a 6 a.m. club, our best audience of the entire show. Cowboys wrap up the preseason against Atlanta. Your star up, star down from the game. Is Joe Milton now your number two? Bobby will tell you what he's hearing on the final roster cuts. And what did you make of Micah laying down on the trainer's table? All that on the way on the official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Sean, RJ, and Bobby back together again right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They go quickly now. Here's a little an option and a peel out to the right by Milton. And Joe Milton strolls in and walks the dog for the touchdown.
Showing off the legs a little bit, as John Machado was speculating on Friday when he was in for RJ Choppy, who is back from Michigan. Entire morning family is together again here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Sean Sharif alongside with our insider Bobby Bell, Peyton and Aiden in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Give us your star up, star down for the Cowboys preseason finale against the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I think star up leads off with just the receivers. And some of the plays that they made. This was going to be a big night for Ryan Flannoy. It was going to be a big night for Jalen Brooks, Trayshawn Holden, like those guys needing to show up. So I think the two guys that were really fighting for spots here were Flannoy and Brooks. And the fact that they showed up like they did on special teams, that they showed up like they did within the game. Brooks had that fantastic catch. I mean, that was a great throw as well, but I mean, just an absolute great catch for the touchdown. I thought those two performed really well. And it gave you a little hope. Didn't look perfect, but I give you a little hope for Joe Milton overall that things had improved.
Choppy, that is where we are going to start with you and everybody on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, since we're making such harsh decisions and rash judgments after every preseason game. Is Joe Milton now your number two? You heard the touchdown run. Brad Sham with the call. 10 of 18 through the air, 132, one touchdown, 33 yards on four attempts. Where does everybody stand right now on Dak Prescott's backup?
Look, do I think, like, if I had to pick one game to win, that I would pick him over Will Grier? No. I think Will Grier is, you know, maybe better to win one game. But I think Joe is the number two. To me,
what's your criteria then? If Will's going to win the one game for you, then why isn't he the two?
For the same reason that I wouldn't want Andy Dalton or whatever as my backup. I would want, you know, like, to me, I don't want safe. I don't want safe. Safe is going to hand off. Safe is going to check down. I want somebody who can go win a game for you, not just bus drive to a game. That's how I would look at it.
Okay. I'm still going to have Will Grier as my two. Now, look, there's a couple different factors in here. If Dak Prescott is gone for 12 games, I want Joe Milton.
Right.
I want the development. If I have a lockdown defense, which I don't think this group is going to be, I want the safe bus driver to win a 13-10 game. If I need to score a lot of points and Jameis Winston this thing up, that's my only chance to heave it all over the yard, then fine, I can get behind Joe Milton. But if it's, I'm kind of making this, you're missing Dak for weeks 13, 14, 14, 15.
13, yeah.
Who do I want for those two or three games? To me, it's Will Grier, even though it's looking like it's going to be Milton.
Will Grier or somebody not on your roster is what I would want if we're talking about you're in contention and it's late in the season. Now, the line that you've gotten from a lot of people has been sort of what Choppy's thinking about. The idea of, let's draw it to baseball analogy, for instance. You need to win one game. You remember last year how we talked about Andrew Heaney being the guy who, it's like, Heaney would either shut you down and strike out nine, or he'd give up eight in the first two innings and be out of the game. So it's like, if your options were, do you want Heaney or do you want Patrick Corbin, who's going to give up four regardless, and that's just what it's going to be, which are you more comfortable in? Do you want the guy who might give you a shutdown game, but he also might give you eight? Or do you want the guy who's going to give you just, you know, he's giving you four? And I think at that point, I'd want, just give me stability. Give me predictable. Give me whatever I know I can get behind. If you need to play catch up with a team, if you're going to play a shootout team that scores 40 points like we're talking about here, maybe Milton's the call. But I think you're taking a big shot on something that's not likely to happen.
That's a fair analogy with the baseball, because that's what it is. I mean, I could really make Will Grier's floor and ceiling might be the exact same.
Yeah, he's just a platform.
His floor and ceiling might be a four, whereas Joe might be an eight and he might be a one,
a negative one, depending.
Negative, you don't know. But like, you know, and I think it also depends on the team you're playing. Are you playing a good team? Playing a good team, like you're playing, who they got late in the year? They have Buffalo late in the year.
I don't remember how the schedule stacks up with Buffalo.
So, you know, somebody, anyway, Detroit, Green Bay, whatever. You got a good team. I would rather start Joe. You're going to need to score.
Here's the problem too, though, is that you've
so Bobby, just to clear things up, because I thought you were Team Milton. You've been saying it will be Joe, but if it's three or four games Dak out, you think it should be Grier.
I think it will be Milton. In terms of, you need to win, if playoffs are on the line, if some sort of outcome is on the line, it's enough games where you feel like your season can still be saved as long as you get through that patch. Yes, you want Grier. If it's 10 weeks that he's out, throw Milton.
Do all three make the roster?
I think Grier gets cut initially.
You think he'll clear to practice squad?
Well, he's vested veteran, so he'd get cut, and then he doesn't have to clear waivers. It just depends on if they can boomerang him back, but I think they would boomerang
him
back.
He can have a beer with Ben DiNucci in the airport.
There you go. Yeah.
Wear those dumb upside-down hats. That's what they can do, too. Star up to Deuce Vaughn.
Well, so you're done with the quarterback point?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. What are the Tolos saying on the fan text?
817 says, yes, Joe is number two. If your starting QB goes down, you're effed. 972, Grier is better for a couple games. Milton is better for half the year. And a 214 says it should be Will Grier.
Brian Schottenheimer on how Joe Milton played in this one after giving himself D's and C's in the first two.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. I think, you know, got off to a good start. He was having fun. He used his legs. You know, that's something that you guys probably saw in the scrimmage over the last couple of days back in Frisco. He was using his legs a little bit more. That was great to see. beautiful throw to JB on the go ball. And, yeah, he looked a lot more comfortable and settled tonight.
You mentioned Flannoy, John Machota. He was highlighting him on Friday. I was waiting for my guy, Trayshawn Holden, to get all the love, but Machota was like, no, I really think Flannoy. So Bobby gave him a star up. You talked about the Jalen Brooks 29-yard touchdown catch from Joe Stanback. I thought Stanback has done a nice job on the TV broadcast, by the way. He said, notice the air and the touch that he's starting to show week through week. Weeks before, it'd be a line drive laser. Milton gave a quote last week you would have loved after practice in Frisco. He goes, I don't think I throw the ball hard. If you can't catch my footballs, you shouldn't be in the league. It's very Chuck Norrisy right there.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, I like that because he's right. I mean, if you can't get on my level. Yeah. We are uncommon men among uncommon men. Like, let's go.
What Joe forgot to include is if you need go-go gadget arms to catch one of his out routes near the sideline. We continue with star up, star down.
Yeah, look, I think Deuce Vaughn deserves a star. I thought he looked really good in this game. The fact that he opened the game carrying the ball was interesting to me with Jaden Blue back. But I thought he was really good on maximizing his opportunities, maximizing what he could pick up. That was all really encouraging to me. And so I think that his best case to try and make a case for sticking on the roster or at least ending up on somebody else's roster, I think he put that out there because I thought in general that was a pretty impressive performance from him on Friday.
James Houston, for me, he's my preseason favorite of the defensive players, had another sack. He had a tackle for loss on a reverse that Atlanta tried. Kamon Hall with a third down breakup. So he flashed again. He's had a couple of nice moments in the preseason games. Mozzie with a tackle for loss. Now, he was completely unblocked on
That's how he gets those.
On a third and one. And then Jaden Blue, Eric Chiafalo declared, that's it. It's over. May have played in my drafting of Jaden Blue last night late in our 105 through the fan selection process, but he had a little burst for 13, ended it with a touchdown where he ran through a tackle to make it 14-0. And Chio said, that's it. I've seen enough. He's got the juice. He's got the burst. He needs to be the running back.
It was good. It was good. Look, I mean, he hasn't been on the football field in a while, so it's you're kind of limited in what you can tell, what you can see, but I didn't see anything there that told me, like, I got to start Jaden Blue.
Here's the problem. Like, I haven't seen any, and I'm not debating running back right now. I just haven't seen anything from, you know, Miles Sanders or Javonte Williams to say, no, it can't be Jaden Blue.
Right, but I think that if you're talking about, just because you haven't seen anything in general, I think the coaching staff probably goes, well, let's get him geared up then and stick with veterans for now then, if that's the case. Because, like, for instance, I don't know that it's a guarantee Jaden Blue is even active for game one. Like, I think that he'll be one of the guys that they're considering having an active for that game. But overall, it was
interesting.
It was fine. He was fine. He hasn't played football in a while. I think another star up, another guy who's played really, really well in this game, Shamar James, was really good at linebacker. The fact that he got the interception, he contributed on just about every special team. He made some good plays in the run defense. You need good players on that second level to make sure that your run defense is going to be good because you don't feel like you've got much in the middle right now.
Who are your active running backs in week one?
Probably Sanders, Williams, Lipke, probably those three.
I also had Elijah Clark with a star up, third down tackle, had a tackle for loss earlier in the game. Aubrey hit a 64-yard bomb. His career long is 65. And then Perrion Winfrey with a sack on the ground that he was still able to register on third down.
Yeah, I think Perrion Winfrey is going to be somebody who...
That's a big boy.
Yeah, when you're talking about guys 51 to 55, I think Perrion Winfrey's in there. And they're going to have to figure something out about where exactly he fits in.
Bobby's going to tell you what he's hearing about the roster, who's in and who's out after Brian Schottenheimer's post-game speech after his first technical Cowboy win.
Hey, real quick, winning is supposed to be fun.
That's right.
Winning is supposed to be fun. Why? You put all this hard work, effort into it, winning is supposed to be fun. We want you guys to celebrate. That's the way this locker room is going to feel every time we win.
Yes, sir.
Now we go. Congratulations. Good win. Preseason's over. They feel me?
Yeah.
Okay. Enjoy it. Okay. Again, some big decisions coming up. Love all you guys. Every single one of you guys. Love y'all. Okay. Let's pray.
All right, Bob. We know that The cutdown day is right around the corner. You and Broadus were going back and forth on the text chain last night. We also know Lael Collins has been released. So no LC return as it stands right now. What else are you hearing about the roster?
I think it's heavy on the defensive line. I think they're going to carry plenty of defensive line. I think they're going to be heavier on defense than they are on offense to start. I think Mozzie's probably on. So there's been, he was firmly on the bubble. He's been on there. I think heading into this game, he was out. I think he was on the outside, but it's...
You think he did enough in this game?
I think it's
more... Is he on because you're hanging on to the draft capital or because he's earned it with his play?
I think when you look at the fact that they're trying to identify what they have at defensive tackle, what they have at other positions, I think as they go through the numbers game, they're looking at it and going, it's not necessarily that he's like... super earned it. It's just he's also not worked his way off. Like, there's not enough guys that have earned it ahead, behind him in terms of to sacrifice that position. Because in large part, you're just looking for numbers at positions. So it's like, I know heading into it, I need eight. I could have eight really good performing receivers. I'm not carrying eight receivers. A bunch of you guys are getting cut. And so I think for them, when they just look at these are the numbers we need on the defensive line, it's like some of these guys, they didn't do enough to replace what Mozzie did. So Mozzie may not have been great. He played okay at times the other night. He also got double-teamed and blown off the ball a couple different times. But I think that Mozzie Smith is on. Did you guys see Taco Charlton yesterday, by the way, going off about Mozzie? He goes, stop comparing my situation to bros. He's still got plenty of time to turn it around. I was released early because a coach didn't like my personality, and I made a stupid tweet. They're going to give him time. So Taco says, not even the same.
What was Taco's tweet?
Taco's making something up. That's not why he was cut. Taco was cut for 2.5 years of bitching and moaning.
But what was the tweet?
I don't even remember what he's talking about. That's what I'm saying. He tweeted a bunch back when I remember he used to tweet and get people bent out of shape with the way he did it. But I think Mozzie's on. I don't see. I know a lot of people have loved him and been chattering about him. I don't think Phil Maffa's making the team.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't know that you. I can't have Miles Sanders on this team over him. Miles has done nothing this preseason.
I mean, Miles did a lot during the summer, though, and the problem is he's been banged up since then.
Well, that's part of the problem. He's old, too.
I think if you're talking about, though, like, what does Phil Maffa do that's not different? If you're just talking about, take a look at, like, what the positions guys do at different positions. I don't know that Phil Maffa does enough that's unique in terms of his skill set to separate himself from guys they already have on the roster where it's like, okay, is this already too similar to what we have? Like, are we not diverse enough in the backfield?
Miles is only 28.
It's old. Running back. Plus, I mean, you lose the Mafia nickname. Mm. I can't cut him.
Is that a nickname? Mafia?
Mafia.
It's a stretch, but...
Yep, it is.
It is.
It is.
I do think that one of the bigger questions I have today
is,
do they go five or six receivers? Do they keep Flannoy and Brooks, or do they just keep Flannoy, or do they just keep Brooks? I think that's going to be one of their bigger cut questions at the end of the day.
All right, there it is. Your roster questions on the Frank LaFranco Injury Attorney text line, and more importantly, your opinion... Something or nothing with Micah Parsons laying down during the Cowboys-Falcons game. Something or nothing with Micah, not even wearing the Cowboys apparel either, next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One-yard line. Second down, snap to Milton. Handoff, Blue. Coming left, through an arm tackle and diving into the end zone. Yes, he can run between the tackles. Touchdown, Blue.
Cowboys finally get one against the Atlanta Falcons. Now we get ready for Filthy. Good morning, Metroplex. Entire morning squad back together again. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, who was in Arlington for the Micah Parsons Show. 877-881-1053, Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. Choppy, I'll catch you up on what happened last week. The day he made his trade request when we were leaving California, it was 85-15 on social media in support of Micah Parsons against Jerry Jones. 85-15. After Jerry did his media tour with Michael Irvin and Stephen A. Smith, what did we get? 9 out of 10 phone calls and texts, Bobby, on Friday saying they were Team Jerry now?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was on the phones anyway, and on the text, it was 90%.
Now, on Twitter, it was still kind of split blame between Jerry and the agent. But with the Tolos who hit us up last week, Jerry's media tour executed its plan, kind of pushing public favor the other side. I'll play you some of the highlights or lowlights of Jerry with Stephen A. Commercial-free Expressway 720 with a Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway all week long. But let's take you through what happened with Micah on Friday night. He showed up wearing what?
Not his jersey. Everybody else is wearing their jersey, as is usually the case. They're out there, even if they're not playing. They're throwing their jersey on. They're hanging out. He showed up wearing a hoodie, as you can see on the fan cam, and was just walking in. And as he walked in to the stadium,
eating his nachos,
there was some Falcons fan walking around who goes, "Hey, come to Atlanta. Come to Atlanta, Micah." And Micah does the little, holds up, either he's doing hang loose or something, and he's holding up to his ear as if he's saying, "Call me.
Call me."
Yeah. But he did that again. The only reason that gave it some question was apparently he did that again to other people too, like who were saying stuff about Cowboys fans. And somebody else just said, "Micah, what's up?" But he just went like that. So that may just be his standard, like, "I'm not talking. Somebody's got to call me before I even talk." Thing. I have no idea. But that's what he showed up in. And then he shows up on the sideline and is just kind of hanging out.
It'd have been so amazing if you wore the "Pay us what you owe us" WNBA shirts out there.
Oh, that would have been great.
That would have been hilarious.
Jerry also posed for a photo with Micah's mom, which had a lot of people go, "Mike ain't going nowhere. Micah's getting ready to go ahead and sign back up," because Jerry took a photo with Mrs. Parsons.
That's nice.
That's a good sign.
It is.
If you want him here.
I would like him to indicate that he's going to pick up a phone and then call, because right now there's no indication. It's like John said to us.
Maybe that was the sign. Like, I'm going to pick up the Jerry call.
Just like John said on Friday, who's picking up the phone? That's the biggest stumbling block here is who's going to call? Who's going to say that I'll make the call? I'll do it. And then when they do that, that may smooth things over. It's just right now neither side seems to really want to pick up the phone call, and I don't know how Mike is going to pick it up if he's asleep.
Now take us inside the press box, as I'm sure I'm picturing every beat reporter scurrying to get their Bobby Belt type. I'm very disappointed you didn't have the best photo of this with your high-powered camera. Yeah. Instead, we had to rely on John Machota, blurry vision, looking through, you know, the curtains.
iPhone 8.
The iPhone 8 in there. Take us inside the press box from Micah on the training table.
I was standing with John. We were over by the TVs, and halftime had ended a little bit before. And so we were over there, and we were chatting. And while we were talking and watching the game up on the screens, I won't say who, because I don't want to identify, but they came over and they went, "You guys need to come over here and see Micah." I was like, "Where is he?" It's like, "He's on the training table." It's like, "Oh, he's hurt? Wait, what's happened?" Like, "No, he's
back.
He's asleep." I was like, "No, he's not." They're like, "Yes, he is." And I was like, "I'm going to go look." And so John and I both walk to our spots and go look. And he was laying there. Now, the way it's been portrayed a little bit by some people is like, it was a back thing. He's just like stretching his back out or whatever. He was there for a long time. That was not just somebody caught him in a photo for a minute. He was there for several minutes. Enough that people had spotted him, seen him, talked about it, came up, told us. I came back down, looked, and he was there for about another 5 minutes laying down.
Really? Because it didn't seem like that was the picture that Mike Leslie painted. Right. As he,
God, you're kidding, Sean.
He said,
hold on. Did Mike Leslie get something wrong? Holy cow.
I'll read it. In the interest of clarity and fairness, Micah
Mike's all about. Go ahead.
Micah was not laying on the training table all night. He was only there for a relatively short portion of the evening.
Yeah, relatively short compared to the whole night.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
10 minutes is relatively short compared to 3 hours.
Right.
But it was probably 10 minutes, which, look, him laying there, whatever. I don't think it's anything. There are plenty of people who, you got to stretch out your back for 10 minutes. Fine, whatever. But to paint it as if he had laid down there, somebody snapped a photo and he stood back up. That's not true. He was very clearly not wanting to be there.
Micah responded to Mike Leslie, taking up for him on social media, and tweeted, "I actually appreciate this. The way media shapes perception and narratives is wild. And if he hadn't said anything, everyone would have just run with it. I'd never disrespect the guys out there fighting for their lives." Brian Schottenheimer was asked about Micah on the training table. He said, quote, "Without talking to him, I need to figure out what he was doing, why he was doing it. Until I talked to him, I am not going to talk about it." He also added that the MRI on Parsons' back that took a month to get came back pretty clean. I thought Brian Schottenheimer did an expert job of the way he phrased that. Instead of saying no problems, that would have caused a little bit more of an avalanche for Micah, but he goes pretty clean. And then if you follow up, well, what does that mean, pretty clean? He's going to go, "That's HIPAA. That's medical stuff. I'm not going to get into." RJ Choppy, is this something or nothing? And then Pepe is going to go through your votes on the fan text.
This actually was my biggest star up of the evening outside of Joe Milton, because this gave us something to talk about other than the third preseason game.
Right.
Which nobody wants to talk about.
Right.
Look, is it disrespectful to your teammates? I mean, I guess you could say half of these guys aren't his teammates because they're not going to make the team.
Sure.
So you could say that, but that's not what, you know, generally you want your starters to be up there rooting them on, you know, showing support. I totally get that. But this is what this shows. This shows that the preseason is completely meaningless. Like, these guys don't care about it, especially the guys who are going to play anyway. I think it's a big bag of nothing. You know, he's laying on the training table. He's probably not the... It's not a great thing to do. It's not a great look, but it's not some world travesty controversy that I think we need to dive into.
Because people are going to attach this to the leadership question too.
That's if I'm advising him, I'm saying, you remember Zeke's rookie year? He went into that weed shop in Seattle, and during the preseason, he was seen photographed being in the weed shop. And there were all these people. Yep. Okay. Exactly. There were all these people going, "There's nothing. It doesn't break the rule." It doesn't matter if it breaks rules or anything else. I'm not saying there are just some things you don't. Is it wise? That's it. Is it wise to be seen walking out of there? Is there anything good? No, there's not. So to me, it's like, is there anything wrong with it? No. Is it wise? No. Like, did Micah do anything that was super disrespectful? I don't think so. is it wise to just be looking like you're lounging on the table like that? No, if you need back treatment, go to the back. Like if you need some, go to the back. Don't be out there at all. Don't show up to the stadium. If you want to make a, if you want to send a message, don't do that. To me, so like I said, I don't think it's anything that he did that was necessarily bad. It's just like, it's just not wise optics.
It's not. Like if CD did the same thing, would the same reaction be had? Or is Mike of the lightning rod? What if he was over there? Okay, so you know, behind the bench, you've got those, the people that sit there in those lower underneath suites.
Okay.
You know, what if he's there just...
Those people go over there and autograph and sign.
Yeah. What if he's over there just talking to fans for 10 minutes?
Right.
To me, that's exactly the same thing. He's not paying attention to the game, and he's not supporting his teammates.
Okay. I want... Right? What you think? No. Do you think it's the same thing if, like... During a segment, if you guys are going back and forth and I don't have anything to say, if I'm just sitting here like this, is it any different if I go like this?
You mean like
I just
classic?
Start looking around? Yeah, basically. Yeah, I mean, start just look. Is it the same thing as if I'm just doing this? Or if I were to go, I'm tired, I'm not talking right now, let me just put my head down while they're talking. And I'll just go like this with my head down. It's just not a good look. Again, if we're talking about optics, and this entire thing right now is about optics. Then again, I don't care what if he wants to do that, fine. But he's got to do that with the understanding that it doesn't look good. That's it.
Pepe, what are the Tolos saying?
682 is still Team Jerry. 325 says, get Micah out of here. 817, I'm just tired of Mike at this point. 317 says, doesn't matter if we trade or sign him. We are all over this drama.
Yeah, my big takeaway, I'm not going to go crazy. I think you got to be a player to really tell me whether this is a thing or not. You know, if I'm Jesse Holly fighting for my life, and Micah's over there laying down and Dak is up coaching everyone, am I ticked off as a player about that? So I'll go ahead and leave that to those guys. My big thing is something that I don't think enough people are putting weight in, including Mashota on Friday. It feels like every person I've asked about the distraction this is going to cause during the season has downplayed it. And this is just the beginning of it, y'all. Every player is probably going to be asked, what do you think about Micah not wearing a Cowboys apparel? What do you think about Micah laying over there on the table? What do you think Micah putting up the call me sign with the Falcons?
Again,
I guarantee you, put it on the wall. I don't even think it's a hot take, but I do feel like it's not being discussed enough. I guarantee you, whatever wrestler said that, after this season, players will be on the record breathing a sigh of relief, if it's over, that the Micah drama is done. Like, yes, it weighed on us. Yes, it was a distraction. And I've been saying this now for 3 weeks. What is it going to do to your regular season? All these little stupid stories are going to be annoying to players and the coach and the front office, and that is not going to be good for your season. That is my big takeaway. The three little things, these little minute things in the grand scheme of things that happen on Friday night are going to be keep being peppered in throughout the season when the games actually matter.
The difference will just be then, in theory, is he would have shown up and he'll be playing then. So he's not going to be doing stuff like on the training table and different things like that.
Still going to be podcast comments.
Sure.
It's still going to be back and forth with Jerry. It's still going to be, why'd you do this on social media? It's not going to be Micah Parsons. I'm not getting hype with you on this. It's not going to be Micah Parsons just suiting up, playing the games. Oh, we're all good to go. This is going to be a 8 out of 10 drama throughout the year. It's maybe 7 out of 10. T.O., 10 out of 10. I still set him with the bar for in-season distractions, but...
Are you at the he doesn't get signed? Is that where you are now?
720. That's not my percentage. That's a tease.
I was gonna say, what's the other 10%?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
720. But that's my big worry. The shoddy culture and everyone having to and they're actually lucky. I know it's the Dallas Cowboys. This may sound dumb. They're lucky this isn't New York right now, because I think that Todd Archer and I think that John Mashota and I think that Calvin Watkins and these guys are not gonna like press nonstop with the questions to every player of, what'd you think about him laying there? Is that a problem? You're going to get 15 questions like Kyrie did when he was playing on the East Coast. I don't think it's going to be as annoying here, but national media is going to start to trickle in to cover these games. And you're going to get your National Enquirers and your TMZs asking this stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, Mike Leslie still does work here. So you might get that. But Yeah, I mean, there are guys getting tired of it. Osa, after the game the other day, was just like, dude, I don't know. I'm done talking about it. Ask me about something else. Yeah. Like, there are guys who are just like, they don't want to talk about it anymore. And I don't think that any of that bleeds over to, I wouldn't guess, Jerry or Mike right now. I think it's bleeding over to just anybody asking them the question. Like, stop asking me. You stop asking me.
Did the Rangers restore your hope over the weekend with the broomsticks and the conspiracy theory that's out there on Shador Sanders? That's next on Sean and RJ. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway. We want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. Club. All coming up on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.